Doug Henry's journey from tragedy to triumph on two wheels. Doug Henry teaches us that you don't stop living just because life throws you a curveball. You adapt, innovate, and keep racing forward. His life is a story of grit and a love for speed that transcends the boundaries of what most people think is possible. A motocross legend, Doug spent years flying over jumps, tearing through dirt tracks and pushing himself to the limits. His life was defined by speed, power, and a relentless drive to be the best. But even when life threw him a devastating curveball in the form of a spinal cord injury, Doug's spirit remained unbroken. In fact, it seemed to only burn brighter. Racing was in his blood. Born with a passion for motorcycles, he grew up like any other kid obsessed with two wheels. Neighborhood rides turned into track days, and before long, Doug was racing professionally. He spent 15 years competing at the highest levels of motocross, and his trophy case tells the tale, three national championships and a legacy that stretched across the globe. But in 2007, Doug's life took a sharp turn. During a supermoto race, a brutal crash left him with a spinal cord injury, paralyzed from the waist down. The man who had once dominated dirt tracks was now facing a future in a wheelchair. For many, that moment would have been the end, but Doug Henry isn't just anyone. Where most people might have seen a tragedy, Doug saw an opportunity. An opportunity to push boundaries, not just for himself, but for others who believed their injuries meant the end of their sporting lives. Doug didn't give up, he adapted. With the help of friends and family, he engineered a custom motorcycle that allowed him to ride again, this time, without the use of his legs. It wasn't easy. The modifications were complex, and Doug had to be protected by a safety cage and rely on specialized controls. But in true Doug Henry fashion, he wasn't content just to ride, he needed to race. The path back to competitive motocross wasn't without its challenges. Doug faced numerous crashes, re-injuries, and the kind of mental battles that most people can only imagine. But each time, he got back up and into the saddle. He wasn't concerned about avoiding risk, but about learning how to live fully within new limits. And in the process, Doug didn't just come back to motocross, he became a pioneer for adaptive sports, showing that extreme sports and wheelchairs weren't mutually exclusive. Both before and after his injury, travel is a significant part of Doug's life. Racing takes him around the world, from the hills of Australia to the historic landscapes of Europe. Traveling with a disability adds a whole new layer of complexity. For Doug, though, the challenges of navigating airports, hotels, and inaccessible streets weren't obstacles but just part of the adventure. He laughs when asked about his biggest travel challenges, mentioning how the TSA checks have become a familiar routine. "I get the full TSA massage every time," he jokes. And while finding truly accessible accommodations can be hit or miss, Doug has developed a remarkable sense of calm about the whole process. "If the room and shower aren't accessible, I would ask them to find me another room in town. If there are none, I'll just ask for extra towels to transfer on, make it work, and move on." Doug's approach to travel is practical, patient, and adventurous. He's traveled to places like England, Spain, Italy, and Australia, each with its own unique accessibility hurdles. But Doug finds a way to enjoy the experience, often by embracing the help of those around him or simply by adapting as he goes. Whether it's wheeling down the cobbled streets of an old European city or making do with an improvised shower set up in a hotel, Doug's not one to let a small inconvenience ruin the moment. For people living with disabilities, Doug's story is a roadmap for how to keep living boldly. He doesn't shy away from the fact that life in a wheelchair can be difficult. But he's also quick to remind others that it's not the chair that defines you, it's your willingness to keep going, no matter what. Doug's passion for motocross has never wavered. Even now, he continues to race, pushing his limits and finding new ways to innovate. He is currently working on an impact seat for motorcycles, an adaptive device that could allow more people with disabilities to experience the thrill of riding safely. Doug is not just thinking about his own future, he is thinking about how to open up the sport he loves to more people, making sure that others can feel the same freedom he does when he is out on the track. But racing isn't the only thing on Doug's horizon. He is also committed to improving accessibility at motocross events, working on plans to build better viewing platforms for wheelchair users and to provide mobility devices that can help navigate the often rough terrain of racetracks. Doug sees a future where no one is left on the sidelines, where anyone, regardless of physical limitations, can fully enjoy the sport he loves so much. It's about motocross for Doug, but it's also about life, showing people that even when life throws you its worst, you can still find ways to do what you love. Whether that's racing a modified motorcycle or simply being able to travel the world, Doug's story is one of relentless determination. He is not shy about the challenges he faces, and neither does he let them stop him. "You only live once," Doug says with a grin that suggests he is still planning his next big adventure. So, give it a shot. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. But at least try. Doug's bucket list is long, and his desire to experience everything life has to offer remains undiminished. From scuba diving in Australia to wheeling along the Great Wall of China, his future is filled with new challenges, new places to explore, new ways to push himself and everyone else around him beyond what they think is possible. Doug Henry's life is a reminder that no matter what happens, there's always a way forward. You just have to be willing to adapt, to push through the obstacles, and most importantly, to keep moving.